I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. In honor of Halloween, All Things Considered is introducing you to some of Georgia's most memorable ghosts. Today, we go to Roswell for a love story. It ended in tragedy during the height of the Civil War. In 1864, times were tough in Roswell, occupied by federal troops under Union General William Tecumseh Sherman. Food and clothes were expensive and hard to come by. One of the only places to get what you needed was the commissary, the general store. A teenager named Catherine worked for her father, who owned the commissary. One day, a young Union soldier named Michael walked in to pick up a few things. He spotted Catherine, and it was love at first sight. An affair between a northerner and southerner was scandalous. Their relationship was short. Michael was charged with treason and was hanged in the Roswell town square. It is said Catherine witnessed the execution from the upstairs window of the commissary. Her heart broke. A few days later, Catherine was found dead, hanging from the large beams of the upstairs floor of the commissary. In recent years, the commissary has been home to several failed restaurants, and according to reports, the spirits of the couple still linger. Employees said the grand piano sometimes played by itself. In the morning, they would come upstairs to see chairs move to clear a space in the center of the room. And people swear they've seen ghostly figures in the upstairs windows of the commissary dancing in each other's arms. So it seems Catherine and Michael have been reunited in the afterlife. I'm Ricky Bevington. Tune in tomorrow for the story of a man who still haunts a historic jail where he was wrongly executed. Happy Halloween.